This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And, you know, I know so many of the people who listen to this show are very passionate about their animals and animal welfare and helping out animals in their community. I mean, we've had so many instances in the past couple of years where Ingles as a supermarket has stepped in to help out when animals were rescued from like very dire situations. But, you know, there are organizations out there that we wanted to steer people to that are doing good work every day to help out animals in our community, as well as the agricultural and farming community. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk to somebody from one of those organizations, and that's the American Humane Society, and that is Dr. Janet Helm, and she's the director of the American Humane Society. I'm going to get this all right. Farm Animal Welfare Program. Did I get that right, Dr. Helm?
Close.
Okay. What
Very
did I
close,
miss up?
Leah.
What did I miss up?
Well, it's American Humane.
Just American Humane. Okay. Just
American Humane.
Okay. No society. So if you can find them online as AmericanHumane.org, that should have been my cue. So American Humane. And you know what was interesting when I was researching a little bit about your background, Dr. Helm? I had no idea that the American Humane had such a long history in the United States. Can you tell everybody a little bit about the impressive history of this organization?
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Leah, for having me on the radio this morning. Really appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about the mission and vision of American Humane and engage with your customers. American Humane is the nation's first and oldest humane organization, founded in 1877. So we have a long history, as you mentioned, supporting animals and making sure that they're cared for in a humane way. We work with working animals and we work with livestock, as you mentioned.
You know what I found really interesting, Dr. Helm, is that you, when American Humane got started, you were actually really involved in child safety and protection. So that was like in the very, in the early part of the 19th century, 1877, 1878, you were more about working, helping the condition of children who were, might have been working in, or working in unsafe conditions. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. American Humane's first work nationally was around animal transport. We passed legislation with the help of the federal government to pass the 28-hour rule around livestock transport. And we also recognized in the late 1800s the link between domestic violence or domestic abuse and animal abuse.
Okay.
So we worked hard to kind of elevate that information and educate people around humane care of animals, because that does influence how we care for children. We also did a lot of work in labor laws in the late 1800s, but a much different world 140 or 130 years ago than it is today, and there were not any protections for children that were working in factories. So American Humane was pivotal in helping create rules around the use of child labor.
And, you know, there, you know, I'm just, again, if you go to their website, AmericanHumane.org, I'm astounded at some of the things that you all, as an organization, are involved with, because you are also involved with animal actors, right? So a lot of times if we see movies that have a lot of animals in them, whether it's horses or dogs, you know, one of the agencies, you know, an organization that's called in to make sure the animals are being treated properly and are safe is American Humane, right?
Absolutely. We started that work in the 1940s, trying to protect the animals that were used in movie sets. American Humane cares about wherever animals are, and we work hard to assure that the animals are treated well. We work with animals, you know, in our homes. We work with animals in zoos and aquariums. We work with animals on our farms, as well as the animals in the movies. If you watch a movie all the way to the end, you'll see that no animals were harmed in the making of this film, Insignia. That means that American Humane was present on the set of the filming of that movie. And every day there's animal action. There's a person from American Humane watching out for the animals, trying to make sure that everything goes smoothly from the animal's perspective.
And, you know, one of the things that's really top of mind lately is all of the natural disasters that we've had around the world. But specifically, you know, we've had disasters with the hurricanes in Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico. We've had earthquakes in Mexico. So American Humane is also involved in disaster response with some of these animals that are with the dogs for rescue units, right?
Yes. So we are deployed, or we have been deployed, to help out with all of these hurricanes that have happened recently. We were in Texas and Louisiana associated with Hurricane Harvey, as well as Florida for Hurricane Irma. We have multiple trucks placed strategically around the country to help out with natural disasters. The core of this work started out in 1918, almost 100 years ago. American Humane was asked by the U.S. Secretary of War to go to the battlefields of Europe to provide protection and healing hands for the horses that were used during World War I. So our history from the humane rescue perspective is rich and deep and almost 100 years old.
And I see on your website here, if you go to, again, AmericanHumane.org, you can actually, if you're interested in deploying with the emergency services of American Humane, assisting animals in times of, it says, assisting animals in times of a disaster or crisis, you can, you can also be a part of those kinds of efforts, right?
Absolutely. We have a great group of volunteers, 200 volunteers and staffers helped with the three locations I mentioned, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. And if you can't make it, you know, if you're not trained or not comfortable helping us with hands-on work, you can certainly donate to American Humane to help with the life-saving works that we do every day. And again, that's on the website, AmericanHumane.org.
Right. So we're going to be talking more with Dr. Janet Helm of the American Humane about some of the work American Humane does, not only with animals like dogs and cats, but also with farm animals and animals that we consume as customers. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. I'm talking with Dr. Janet Helm. She's with the American Humane, and she is the director of the Farm Animal Welfare Program. So we're going to be talking specifically about her work with farm animals and agriculture, but I just wanted to mention a couple of neat things that I spotted on the American Humane website, which is AmericanHumane.org, that you all are involved in a program called Canine Heroes. Can you explain that real briefly for us?
Yeah, we do a lot of work with the U.S. military. We have several platforms. American Humane cares about all animals. Wherever animals are interfacing with humans, we really try to be there to try to help the animals and help the people. So we work both with military working dogs, making sure that they're able to come back to the United States upon their retirement, to go back to an animal handler. And we also provide service dogs for veterans suffering from traumatic stress or a traumatic brain injury. And we will rescue dogs from shelters, train those dogs to be companions for these veterans who've served our country so nobly, and pair them and have provided great value for the individuals that have gotten a dog through the American Humane program.
So again, you know, you can, if you're listening and you think these are very valuable programs, whether it's the work that American Humane does with rescuing rescuing animals in situations where maybe they're in a bad situation. We've seen a lot of those in Western North Carolina, or providing dogs that do search and rescue in times of disaster, or this program like Canine Heroes. You can go to AmericanHumane.org and find out more about how you can get involved as a volunteer or how you can donate. But I want to make sure we leave enough time to talk about animals and agriculture. Dr. Helm, I'm just noticing a lot more of our customers at Ingalls are increasingly concerned about animal welfare and how animals are being housed and treated. What's some of the work that American Humane does in that kind of space?
Great. As you've mentioned, we have the American Humane Certified Program. In short, we provide third-party verification that animals raised with an American Humane Certified seal are provided a number of things which we validate with this third-party auditing program. We make sure that they have adequate space, that they live in clean living conditions, that they have excellent air quality, that they have appropriate heating and lighting, and that they're able to exhibit their natural behaviors so that a chicken can be a chicken, so that a cow can be a cow. The American Humane Certified Program is based upon the work of 27 scientists that help us create the scientific principles that we go by, and there's over 200 scientific principles in each one of our standards. For example, we certify 90% of the cage-free eggs in the United States. You purchase Eggland's Best eggs. All of the eggs from Eggland's Best that are sold at Ingalls Market are American Humane certified. We also work closely with Butterball and Springer Mountain Farms, both poultry producers that you'll find sitting in your grocery case with a yellow seal that says American Humane certified. And that seal stipulates that the animals raised in an American Humane certified program are raised to a very specific set of standards.
So, and
go ahead.
I was going to say, you can, if you go to American Humane's website and you click on their about page, there's another tab on programs, and it does talk about that American Humane certification, and it actually mentions Springer Mountain Farms, which is not far from us. It's in North Georgia. And explains a little bit more about those programs. Why are these kinds of initiatives so important, Dr. Helm?
American Humane wants to make sure that animals are treated well. Animals in our homes, animals in our zoos and aquariums, and animals on our farms. We know that healthy, well-cared-for animals both are more satisfied with their lives, but they also are able to provide us healthy, nutritious foods. I know as a dietitian, you care about the food that your customers and yourself consumes, Leah, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And American Humane does as well. We know that if we provide all of the things, all of the key things that an animal needs, they're going to be able to flourish and provide us with healthy food.
So we have about 3 minutes left in this segment. So, Dr. Helm, if I was a farmer and I was interested in getting my farm Animal Humane certified, how do I go about doing that, or who would I contact?
Well, on our website, there's a little inquiry button that a farmer can click on and submit an initial application. My staff will then reach out to the farmer and go through the process. We have all of our standards online. We've got 12 standards documents and 12 audit tools. Those documents are basically our standards. You would take a look at those standards and make sure that you would successfully complete every one of those items. And then we would come out and we would do an audit, what's called print the paper out and then compare how you're actually doing on the farm to my audit tool. And then we would certify you if you passed all of our requirements.
So you mentioned things like, I just want to kind of reiterate, you mentioned things like adequate space, adequate shelter, quality of air. Do you look at things like feed too, like what they're fed, or is that a different sort of thing.
Absolutely. We look at what the animals are fed. We look at the water and the water supply. We look to make sure the animals receive veterinary care, that the animals have a nutritionist, just like you would be, could be my nutritionist, Leah.
Right, exactly.
We make sure that the animals have a nutritionist to assure that they're getting all of the vitamins and minerals that they need to be successful and flourish on the farm. And we also care about how they're actually cared for by the people that are raising them. So we have standard operating procedures and special care requirements for the animals to assure that they're raised humanely.
So stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. We're talking with Dr. Janet Helm of American Humane about some of the work that they do in agriculture with farm animals. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingalls dietitian. Today I'm talking with Dr. Janet Helm. And Dr. Helm is the National Director of Farm Animal Welfare Program at American Humane. You can find them online as AmericanHumane.org. We've been talking about a lot of different things that American Humane is involved with, some really amazing programs. Because I first became aware of American Humane in the context of animal agriculture, and I did not know that they were so involved with providing the Canine Hero Program, which provides dogs to our veterans to help in recovery, and also is involved in providing animals, teams that go out and rescue or search for people in times of natural disaster. And they're also very involved when there are, you know, those really disturbing stories of animals, large amounts of animals being found in really poor conditions. But Dr. Helm has been talking a little bit about animal agriculture specifically. And Dr. Helm, I know I get calls and emails sometimes from our customers because they've seen something really disturbing online. Sometimes it's a photograph, but more often it's a video. And sometimes these are from agencies, and the consumers are very concerned about these videos or these accounts or these photographs that they see. And, you know, what can I as a dietitian, somebody who works for a supermarket, tell these consumers about what, when they see things like that, what are some maybe red flags or things that they need to be aware of?
Sure. First, making sure that you understand the organization and what its real mission is. American Humane wants animals to be treated well and believes in the human-animal bond. So organizationally, all of our programs enhance the human-animal bond. If that's in line with your personal values, we would absolutely love for an individual to support our cause. We also recommend that if you're going to donate money to an organization, you look at their individual missions and goals, the values of an organization, as well as from a charity perspective, where their money goes. American Humane prides itself in being a well-regarded charity, where the bulk of our funds go to support our program. And hopefully, you know, you as a contributor to an organization like American Humane would want your financial contributions to be dedicated to the programs that you see advertised, and ours are. You can go to websites like Charity Navigator or Charity Watch, any one of those charity organizations that is a watchdog to assure the public that a charity is doing what it says it does. American Humane is proud to be a highly regarded charity in those regards. We also have a broad list of programs, several of them already, Leah, with our military working dog programs and our video or TV and video program, Humane Hollywood. We also work closely with zoos and aquariums to assure that zoos and aquariums are caring for animals in a humane way. Many zoos and aquariums throughout the United States, as well as the globe, are American Humane certified for our humane conservation program. American Humane has been providing certification programs like American Humane Certified since the 1940s. That's Humane Hollywood is a certification program, and Humane Conservation is a certification program alongside American Humane Certified. And as we've talked about, American Humane Certified is the nation's first and the largest global certifying body, assuring the public that the food that they're choosing is humanely raised. And I think the other thing that a consumer can do, they can make the choice of purchasing American Humane Certified products. I mentioned a few of the products that Ingles shares with their consumers, the Eggland's Best eggs that are sold at Ingles, the Hellman's Light mayonnaise is 100% American Humane cage-free eggs, as well as Butterball Turkey and Springer Mountain Farms chicken. And I forgot to mention Happy Egg. Those are organic free-range eggs that you sell over there at Ingles as well. So you can choose any one of the brands that are American Humane certified. You can ask your grocery to start providing those foods, and you can look for the seal of approval, if you will, from American Humane. It's a bright yellow seal with a red barn on the inside, and it says American Humane certified. You'll find that on Butterball Turkey and Springer Mountain Farms chicken.
So, you know, I want to mention again some of these videos. You know, what I attended a course that the Dairy Council had on to teach us more about some of these shock videos that are put together. And what I was told, I was really surprised to learn that sometimes these videos that we see online are deliberately shot in certain ways to make the situation look worse than it is, or, you know, they kind of like splice together really bad footage and they shoot it deliberately in very dark conditions. Are these some other things that consumers need to be really aware of, that they really need to not necessarily believe everything that they see like this?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. You know about the power of the editing room, right, Leah?
Yeah.
So a lot of those videos, if you watch carefully, and I've had to watch quite a few just because I work here at American Humane, are edited and compressed to focus really on a few very bad activities. On the farms and ranches that I work with that are American Humane certified, we have whistleblower policies. So those types of activities should not be happening on American farms and ranches. And I would say, for the most part, American farmers and ranchers care about the animals that they're raising, and they don't want to see these kinds of activities. They get very upset when they see these videos. They get as upset as you do, as the American public does, because they care about the animals that they're raising. And if animals are raised in an abusive setting, they're not healthy. They're not providing safe and healthful food, and the animals aren't happy. So American farmers and ranchers, I would lead with, care about the animals that they're raising. So I would also start with that in mind. You know, I could take any kind of a video and edit it and pull out the really good parts or pull out the really bad parts and shape the image that somebody is going to see about any particular situation.
Well, we really appreciate you like making us aware of that. And I want to again mention to people to go to American Humane's website, AmericanHumane.org. Take a look at some of the programs that they are involved with and their long history of working for animal welfare issues. Thanks so much for joining us on the Ingles Information Aisle.
Thank you, Leah.